You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Charity Exeter Pride provides representation and celebration from members of LGBTQ plus community in the area. Now, they have recently appointed an accessibility lead and are hoping to continue to make Pride accessible to all. And joining us to chat about their plans and the good work they've been doing is Sam Pritchard, their new accessibility lead. It is so nice speaking with you, Sam.
Thank you very much for inviting me onto the radio. Really appreciate it.
No, it's lovely having you. And Sam, such an exciting role within the organization. Why was it important for Exeter Pride to create this particular role, this one focused on accessibility?
Exeter Pride have continued to kind of want to ensure that it's an inclusive event, to be kind of celebrating diversity. And what we're planning to do is ensure that the event is accessible and welcoming to everybody within our community. Also, just to ensure that individuals who may have accessibility requirements are given the opportunity to provide input into our community event, and also to really, you know, give us feedback on what it is that we might be able to do better. We're under no illusions that at times we haven't necessarily in the past been the most accessible event. So that's why the accessibility lead role has been made.
Now, tell us a little bit about the charity itself. When did it start and what is your sole focus?
The idea for Exeter Pride actually began in 2008. 2009 was when the first event happened within Exeter. And then kind of moving on to the following year is when the first Pride March actually happened. And it was made to kind of coincide with the LGBT plus Pride History Month. It's held across various venues within our city, primarily the Exeter Phoenix, who are very much community focused. We also hold the main event, if let's say, where there's a lot of performances and different stalls and different other organisations within our community in the Rougemont Gardens. And we're kind of expanding it across more of the city and ensuring that Exeter Pride is a visible event within Exeter.
And you do some amazing work as well, aside from your big event in the year. You also had a very great event earlier this year and you made some really nice inclusive and accessible adjustments to make it welcoming to people with sensory impairments. So could you tell us a little bit more about that?
I ran an event called Reach Out, which worked alongside Exeter Pride this year, which has actually kind of fed into the identification of an accessibility lead role being required. So we held an event at the Exeter Phoenix. We held it initially within a smaller area than the main stage, which is held in Rougemont Gardens, with the intention for it to be a bit more of a quieter space, because Pride is a fantastic celebration for people, but it can actually become quite overwhelming. So what we wanted to do was hold an event called Reach Out. We spoke and involved lots of local organisations and charities that support individuals with sensory impairments, so as they could actually guide us into what adaptations would be required or what would be beneficial for people. We ensured that there were things such as sensory tools available, and had a fantastic group of volunteers that have had professional experience in supporting individuals with sensory impairments or individuals with learning disabilities. We had a main area, but then we had quieter spaces, and the professional volunteers that we had were able to identify if somebody may have needed some time away and it was becoming a bit overwhelming. I was actually really, really pleased with how the event went. We had over 250 people that actually turned up to the event, which was fantastic to see. People who were part of the LGBTQ community, but then people who may have come along with their families or individuals being supported by relatives. It was just such a fantastic, diverse day. And we had some of the performers that have sensory impairment. And we had things such as the Deaf Academy, who are based in Exmouth, come and provide a workshop to learn BSL. It was just incredible to watch some of the members of the public that came along who may not have necessarily have been aware of what BSL was to begin with, but then also to watch these people mirroring the Deaf Academy with the signs. We also included the Makaton Choir, who taught the attendees songs using Makaton. And to finish the event, the audience participated with the choir. It made me quite emotional, actually, towards the end of the day, just watching that. So I'm very, very excited about some of the suggestions that I've got for next year, which are things such as ensuring that Braille is present within some of the posters, looking at how we could maybe live stream as well the event, looking at, how we can make this event as accessible and inclusive for everybody. And I'm very much welcome to people's opinions or suggestions, because what I want to do is work collaboratively with everybody.
Well, Sam, it sounds like you had such a brilliant event, and I'm so glad you're doing this amazing work. And you are also launching a very exciting group in December, so tell us more.
What I'm wanting to do, which just goes back to the last answer I gave you, is I want to create a working group or a focus group, because I have got some ideas on how 2026 Pride can be more inclusive and accessible. But actually, what I would really love to happen is for people who may have had lived experiences or been subjected to barriers within participation to kind of feed into that as well. So we're holding an event at the Exeter Phoenix on Wednesday the 10th of December, 4 o'clock until 6:30, where I'm inviting people to come along to just provide feedback on what went well this year and what necessarily didn't go so well. Because, as I say, we aim to make Exeter Pride the most inclusive and accessible event ever. And it's also, I think, going to shape the future for what it is that we're doing.
Well, speaking of the future, what are some of the exciting things you are actually working on for 2026?
So I think continuing the accessibility working group, alongside that, I'm ensuring that Exeter Pride are visible within some of the other accessible events within Exeter and the local area. So I run, and I have for 10 years, I run inclusive and accessible disco nightclub events within the city. So I'm wanting Exeter Pride to kind of come along and also be involved and be visible, so that people firstly kind of get to know what Exeter Pride's intentions are. They get to know individuals' faces and to try and make them feel more comfortable. I think one of the things that, we're wanting to do as well this year is also create easy read guides. So you'll notice that, we've got posters, but then I'm also wanting to run alongside that easy read formats for people. And also we're looking at creating possibly videos. So if an individual had a visual impairment and wasn't able to look at the poster, we would have an audio version as well. It's going to be a very exciting time.
Well, Sam, what would you say are the biggest successes for 2025 for Exeter Pride?
The biggest success, in my opinion, was the fact that I came up with the idea of Reach Out in March of this year, and then by May we were given a space and we were given support to run this event. And Exeter Pride were incredibly supportive of the idea that I'd come up with randomly. Part of why I came up with the reason is that I've attended prides across the country, and I haven't necessarily seen or heard of any input from individuals who may have accessibility requirements, or individuals who may have a learning disability or be neurodivergent. So that was really what was pushing me to want to do Reach Out, and that's now shaping Exeter Pride 2026, which I have to kind of pinch myself sometimes.
Well, it's lots of really hard work that you put into it. So it makes sense, Sam. But for anyone who
Thank you.
is listening, how can we find out more about Exeter Pride?
If you want to get involved, or you've got any questions about what we've been discussing today, or you just want to give us some feedback, you can email us at accessibility@exeterpride.co.uk, and also email myself, s.pritchard@exeterpride.co.uk. You can look us up on social media, look us up on our website as well.
Well, Sam Pritchard from Exeter Pride, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Paulina, and thank you very much to the RNIB for giving us this platform to share our exciting event for next year.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.